The Return, El Regreso, by Hernan Jimenez, who is from Costa Rica, and it's almost an autobiography. It's a writer who's been living 10 years in New York, and somehow went out there just because he wanted to be a writer and thought New York was the place, and there was nothing for him in Costa Rica. But as it happened, there's some questions there that why did he really leave? You know, was it just to be a writer, or were there other reasons? And so I think this movie begs a bunch of questions, like why do people leave their home base? You know, some people never leave their home base. Some people leave and come back. Some people never come back. And people have different reasons. And in this case, we find out that maybe he was escaping something. And his return, the process of returning is coming back to a place that you left. And when you come back, it's changed. And you have changed. So it's the issue of two things. You are never the same when you come back, but are you better? Are you more tolerant than when you left? Do you like your country better after having seen something else? Are you more tolerant towards that culture? What, were you escaping something? Have you matured? And now are you better able to face things? So there are, all these questions come up in this movie. It's very tender movie. It's comical. It has serious family relation issues, friends. So it's an interesting movie for lots of reasons.
Whenever the star of a movie is also the film's writer and director, which mm-hmm. is the case with The Return, I immediately start to wonder, is this autobiographical? Do you get the sense watching it or in your research that there's a lot of Jimenez in this film?
There is certainly a lot of Jimenez in this film. It actually says it. Because he wrote, directed the film. He is Antonio, a 30-year-old writer who returns home, typically for a short visit, but he feels like, you know, he wants to leave immediately once he comes back. There's nothing for me there. And that is his own story. And as he gradually steps back into his country, San Juan, he is in fact in the culture shock. And he's a culture shock in his own culture. That is to say, coming from New York, which is already pretty cosmopolitan, but he comes back into the chaos of what is Latin life. Extroverted, crazy sometimes, and sometimes totally incomprehensible. To an outsider, and he has somehow become a bit of an outsider in his own culture. And so I think Jimenez really wants to explore those perspectives, because he's writing about it in the movie, and it was him writing about it in real life. So there's a lot of perspective and different angles. In fact, some sort of self introspection in here.
The synopsis of the film says that Jimenez has a successful stand-up comedy act, and also says that part of this film was financed as a result of the most successful Kickstarter campaign in Latin America up to the date. And I think this movie was maybe 2012. Is he like a larger than life personality? Do you get the sense that a lot of people would see this film just because of his involvement?
Well, I think if you are familiar with Latin Caribbean culture, you probably are familiar with this this author and actor, he surely brought a lot of attention to Costa Rica because of his image, and it promoted the tourism. And though Latin, one of the most successful stories of Latin America is Costa Rica. We know that a lot of Central American cultures have difficulty, have had political difficulty, revolution, but Costa Rica has always been a very stable, well, has come out to be a very stable culture, and government is stable compared to others. So in many ways, it is it's a country that attracts tourism already, but it definitely liked the movie because it portrayed its culture in a not just the rosy light, as it is. You come here and you take it all. There is good things that you might understand that you like because it's exotic or because you recognize it being from another Latin culture. But then there are also things that you might not like because you're an outsider and you think it's too chaotic. And so I think he wants reconciliation with the different aspects. It's like with your family. You come back to a family that you love, but you also hate at times. And that comes in through the film as well. So I think the Costa Rica liked the image that the movie gave of their own culture.
You've traveled a lot. I wonder, have you ever been to Costa Rica?
Yes, I have, in fact. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, or would you be able to describe differences that would set Costa Rica apart from other countries in the region?
Yes, I did happen to travel in other countries such as Nicaragua and El Salvador. And Costa Rica is one step up. Life is much more, it's more in par with the West. When I'm talking the West, I'm talking about Western Europe and America in terms of, it's a democratic country. And it acts very much like it. I'm sure it has its own, and I'm not going to discuss this with Latin Americanists. They will do that with our classes after viewing the movie. But it definitely feels more successful than other countries, which have struggled through a revolution or still have a lot of poverty. Costa Rica has a rather wealthy population. I'm sure it does have its poor, but it's not as obvious, let's say, in some of the other countries.